Now listen, Wanda, stop interrupting me and let me finish. I didn't call you on the telephone to listen to you. Your husband has walked out on you, and it's a good thing. I'll buy him off so that he'll stay away and never come back. That's the least I can do for my niece. And another thing. Oh, hold the phone. There's somebody at the door. Wait a minute. People, people, if they aren't annoying you, they're interrupting you. Well?
Mr. Wilkins, I made you some soup, and I thought you'd like
you
to have
thought,
it.
Did you? That's a fine thing. Serves me right. I say good morning to my neighbor once, and she thinks she can barge in here anytime she likes.
Well, I wasn't barging in, Mr. Wilkins. I'm not. It's raining. I know you won't go out, so I wanted to see if you'd like some of the soup I made.
Soup you made. Soup you made. You said all that when you knocked on the door and I opened it.
Yes.
I was talking to my niece on the telephone, and you interrupted me.
But I
for no reason. I don't want any soup. I hate soup.
Oh, all right, but I didn't...
But nothing. Now get out of here and stay out. Can't a man have some privacy in his own apartment?
Well, certainly, but all I
Goodbye.
Did...
Now, you listen to me, Wanda. Better still, you come over here right away, and I'll tell you the rest of what I have to say in person. I know it's pouring, but you won't get too wet. Better hurry, though, while I still feel like helping you. What a night this is. Really, a night for a murder. Night for a murder.